USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Obama is back at the White House for the first time since he left office in early 2017. President Biden inviting Obama to talk about the landmark health care law that has been dubbed Obamacare. The Senate in session on Tuesday, and Senate Republican leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the Biden administration needs to focus on fighting inflation instead of the president's proposed budget.
I can assure the president's team that many Americans are hurting a lot worse than they are. The very least the administration must do is stop digging. No more reckless spending, no gigantic tax increases that would damage the economy even further.
This comes as inflation in the United States was near 40-year highs in March, driven by problems like rising oil prices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Although the United States and NATO have imposed heavy sanctions on Russia, the Kremlin still has money coming in from selling their energy around the world. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, appearing on Fox News, explains how crucial it is for the United States to shut down some of this trade revenue.
We're not going to win this war unless we cut off Putin's cash flow. We're not going to cut off his cash flow unless we can get Europe to stop buying his oil and gas.
Kennedy calling on the White House to lift restrictions on U.S. oil production so Europe can rely on American energy rather than Russia. Fed Reserve Governor Lael Brainard says the central bank needs to act quickly and aggressively to drive down inflation. Brainard calling inflation much too high and said policymakers are prepared to take stronger action if needed. The Fed already raised rates a quarter of a percent at its March meeting. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The Senate is expected to confirm President Biden's Supreme Court nominee this week, but one vote that Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson won't be getting is the Senate's top Republican.
Judge Jackson's apparent judicial philosophy is not well suited to our highest court.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, there speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday. Judge Jackson is expected to win at least a few Republican votes, including Utah Senator Mitt Romney, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, and Maine Senator Susan Collins. The President of France is taking action ahead of an upcoming election.
French President Emmanuel Macron, who faces an election on Sunday, has signed a ton of laws and measures aimed at tackling violent extremism and Islamist radicals in France. Rights activists almost immediately condemned Macron's actions, saying it gives law enforcement in France too much power and can shut down the Muslim population without any proper procedures. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The judge overseeing the trial of Daryl Brooks Jr., the Waukesha Christmas parade suspect, doesn't want to wait. The judge on Monday refusing to delay the trial, which continues to be set for October. The judge has not yet decided if the trial will remain in Waukesha County. Brooks Jr.'s lawyers say there's no way he can get a fair trial in Waukesha. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.